From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, April 23rd. April showers will soon end and the days will heat up. As we approach fire season, it's important to make safety preparations. Butte County is updating its evacuation route maps, and officials are asking community members to help review and improve them during a series of public meetings. Brianna Haberman is the Deputy County Administrative Officer with Butte County Emergency Management.
We're hoping to have these community engagement meetings to give the community an opportunity to come out and get some conversation going around the maps.
She says input provided by residents is extremely valuable in determining safe evacuation routes.
Information about different side roads and just different geographic, you know, landmarks and different things that were just local knowledge that only the people that live in those communities would know.
There are currently 11 meetings scheduled throughout the county. The first was already held in Forest Ranch on Saturday. Learn more about upcoming meetings at mynspr.org. And in other news, Chico State is warning that some students may have been exposed to meningitis after a visitor who tested positive attended several frat parties in the city earlier this month. The infected person attended numerous parties on the weekend of April 12th and 13th, including at Lambda Chi Alpha, Phi Kappa Tau, Theta Chi, and Kappa Sigma. The university says the illness is spread through saliva from things like coughing, kissing, or being in close contact with someone who's been infected. They say anyone who is at one of those parties could have been exposed and should take the following actions. Contact a healthcare provider, monitor for symptoms of meningitis, which include fever, headache, nausea, sensitivity to light, a stiff neck, and altered mental status, and refrain from sharing drinks, smoking materials, and food. The news comes after a potential case of tuberculosis on campus. A Chico State spokesperson told NSPR that that possibly infected person is in isolation and said contact tracing is underway while they await confirmation from lab results. Also, more cash may soon be available to both new and current Butte County behavioral health employees. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
County supervisors will decide whether to approve three resolutions that aim to bolster employment for the department using recruitment and retention incentives. One comes in the form of a temporary hiring bonus of up to $10,000. The other incentives are longevity bonuses for employees who stick around for at least 2 years and referral bonuses for employees that encourage others to apply. The department hopes to remedy its trouble filling positions and retaining employees.
The board gathers at 9 a.m. today, and the meeting is open to the public. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for the Hoopa Valley Tribe, located in Humboldt County along the Trinity River. FEMA announced that the federal disaster assistance is in response to a severe winter storm from the end of January. Earlier this month, Biden also announced disaster declarations for several North State counties, including Butte, Glenn, and Sutter, due to several severe storms earlier this year. And California has a new state park. In celebration of Earth Day, Governor Gavin Newsom and First Partner Jennifer Seibel Newsom dedicated the newest state park in a decade. The park will be named Dos Rios. It will open in June in the San Joaquin Valley. It's the first state park acquired since 2014. And finally, environmental groups are split over a proposal that would add a new monthly fee to Californians' electricity bills. CalMatters' Ben Christopher explains.
See, the idea here is that every household would pay a flat fee just to make use of the grid. In exchange, they would see the rate that they pay for the electricity that they use go down slightly. Opponents of this charge, like the group Environment California, they say that this will discourage energy conservation by reducing the rate that you pay for electricity and also punish people who don't consume as much from the grid, which might include lower income households as well as people with rooftop solar. But then you have other green groups who say that by making it cheaper to consume electricity, you're actually going to be encouraging people to electrify their homes and their cars, which is a major climate goal for the state.
That's CalMatters' Ben Christopher. The California Public Utilities Commission is set to vote on this new fixed charge in early May. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.